The summer of 1666 was exceptionally hot and dry, and as the weeks passed in the narrow, filthy alleys of London, the citizens went in fear of new outbreak of the plague that had attacked the city in the previous year, killing 100,000 people. Instead, as the summer was ending, it was not plague, but fire, which ravaged the city, the most destructive fire in English history. In 3 days, the timber and thatch London of the Middle Ages, of the Tudors, and of Shakespeare was wiped off the map. It was in the early morning of the 2nd of September, a Sunday, that the news began to spread that several buildings were ablaze near London Bridge. Few regarded the matter as serious, least of all the Lord Mayor Sir Thomas Bludworth, whose scornful remark that a woman might piss it out had given him his niche in the history of incompetence. Inaction in these first few hours proved disastrous, and by noon that day 300 houses had already been devoured, along with half of London Bridge. By evening, people were leaving their homes in their thousands, many escaping by boat. Samuel Pepys was one of those who crossed over to Bankside and saw the horror that the city was crowned with one entire arch of flame. Fanned by a fierce east wind, the flames drove westward, leaping across the narrow streets, creating a firestorm with no defences. The Guildhall, the Royal Exchange, and St. Paul's were all destroyed, and the lead from the cathedral roof ran down Ludgate Hill like a river. In addition to the heat and flames, the noises of the fire were overwhelming, like iron chariot wheels beating on stones, joined every few minutes with the crash of falling buildings and the cries of terrified people.